You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you. I'm joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and filmmakers of the film The Middle Ground, Angela Yontz, Dallas Blanton, and Nathan Austin. Welcome to Sounds Good, guys. Good to see you up here.
Thank you.
Oh, I guess it would help if we get you mic'd up.
Yeah. There we are.
Now, welcome
Hello.
Aboard.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so much more warm and fuzzy.
So we're with these Murray State University graduates, and Dallas is still a student, an English major. But you all have... You're not only affiliated with Murray State University and have experienced classes here, Dallas is English, Nathan and Angelo are theater majors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you have kind of taken a personal path beyond academics, beyond day-to-day work life. Mm-hmm. You have some dreams, and The Middle Ground seems to be a dream that's part of the next step in your careers. Who wants to start off? Nathan, maybe you would like to do that, about how The Middle Ground, the making of The Middle Ground, is partly a resume element.
Okay, thank you. Yes, The Middle Ground, like, we're handling every aspect of the film, like from location scouting to Dallas directing it, writing it, to Hannah DeWilde doing costumes. Like, we're handling everything so that we can use this as a stepping block in our next projects. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much our project of love, so that the next time maybe we will be picked up and have backing for an even bigger project. So it's just one of those things. It's a stepping stone.
Dallas has the background in cinematography, and
yes, ma'am.
You serendipitously ran into the Battle of Sacramento. Talk about how that fits into the making of The Middle Ground.
Well, that's probably been the coolest part of this film, us just kind of showing up one day at the reenactment. And this year has been one of their slightly bigger reenactments because of, I think, an anniversary date. And so there was just tons of soldiers there. And, you know, we've been advertising that we're making a Civil War film. And it is very much so during the Civil War era, though not exactly about the war. You know, it's not about a particular battle. But we had lots of help there at the reenactment from soldiers, tons of, you know, soldiers dressed out.
The reenactors themselves mm-hmm. participated for you. And you did aerial photography. Describe how you did that.
Well, that we have a little toy helicopter that I've got a GoPro camera strapped to, and it just fly right over top of the battle. And, you know, of course, it's not a big part of the film. It's just, you know, 3 seconds here, 2 seconds there, but it really adds to the production value of the film. Just a remote control helicopter.
Talk about the other locations. Now, you're from Owensboro, you're from Hanson, and Angela, you're from Madisonville.
Mm-hmm.
So you took advantage of maybe some of the older homes in your communities that mm-hmm. you already knew about to have setting.
Yes, this is Nathan. And I grew up in Hanson, and right around the road from where I grew up, there's a house that I'm not even sure I know. It had to be built in the 1800s, like, just from looking at it. It's got wooden pole columns. It's mm-hmm. they're still wood. It looked like they just cut trees down and used them. And we used that as Angela's character's house.
My character's home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the people have been everyone's like very supportive and gives us permission. They're like, if you need anything else, you know, let us know.
You said to me earlier that the great thing about this film is that there's lots of landscape in mm-hmm. Western Kentucky.
Yeah, we have infinite access to hillsides.
And you've got some horses.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now let's do the characters. You two are the brothers, and Angela, you are the person who
helps them when they desert the war. I like let them use my land to hide out on, and like we all are supposed to grow up together as little kids. And so I cared about them at a very young age, and once they come back, I want to help them out and mm-hmm. make sure that they're safe and taken care of.
And to add to that, this is Dallas. Angela's character is probably one of my favorite characters I've ever written. If there's one thing I can't wait for people to see the film, it's her character. She's just I think something we've ran into every now and then with people that are very passionate about the Civil War. They always are very adamant about the way that people were, and you know the what's the word, how chastised they were and could have been. But her character is you know, female, and at the time you see Civil War movies and the female characters are just reserved. I think that's the word
she's a spitfire for sure.
She's not.
She's so not. You're having fun playing
yes.
it.
Oh, yes, for sure.
She's not bad. She's not to be messed with in the film.
Now, we're talking about a film called The Middle Ground, and you're sort of targeting the release for maybe 2015 season reenactments in Western Kentucky.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'll be wrapping up the editing at the end of this year. It's a long process, you know, color grading and all those things that go into filmmaking. But I kind of want to hold on to it for that season, for when the reenactors, you know, all get together and might go to a string of those reenactments and show it there. You know, just to the reenactors, because a lot of them were involved. You know, there's a large number of reenactors in the film that are, you know, that I've had several message me this week, ask how it's going and when it might be ready, so they can see it. They want to see themselves in their uniforms they've created on film.
And this is Nathan. We will be taking it back to California and putting it in film festivals, and we've already got some movie rental stores out there that have agreed to rent it out. To help us get the film out there, and everything. So,
well, let's explain. Nathan and Angela live in Long Beach, California, and you are getting into the movie industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's our plan.
Yeah.
Like when we go, actually, when we go back to California, we'll be moving closer to Hollywood.
So it'll be closer to the action. Long Beach is.
So you can step on the stars.
Yeah. Step on them. You know, take our rightful place.
There you go. I'm talking about the Hollywood Boulevard thing in front of the theater. I wasn't talking literally. Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. But right now, Long Beach, like if you've ever been out there, it's not that far from where everything's going on. But if you drive it.
Traffic is crazy out there.
So
it's
we're going
slow.
To get right in the middle of it, you know, so we can spend more time.
So you have no excuse.
Yeah
exactly.
And good for you.
So we can wake up, start working until we go to bed, you know, instead of having to drive 2 hours to work.
Well, it's really exciting to meet a trio of people passionate about a project like this. How are you pulling it off financially?
Any way we can.
Yeah.
Any way we can. I mean, something I explained to you prior to the interview was that we figured this film would be kind of cheaper. And the period clothing's really not, especially if you have a...
Raided a lot of thrift stores for
lots
costumes.
And so we've got a hole right now. Their car's trunk is just filled with modern shirts that we have
altered
to look like the period shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't really spent a lot of money. The most is probably gas.
Yeah, honestly, that is. Yeah, driving from place to place.
Back and forth to the three or four locations we're shooting at. But you know, we haven't really had to pay for much else.
Now, something else I haven't asked you about is the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Music
This is Nathan. We are actually taking care of that too, and we have asked for local musicians to submit any type of like bluegrass, Appalachian Mountain music material that they would like to submit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had several people give us quite a bit of material to work with and everything. And so it's going to be an original soundtrack with. Like, we want people to write original music if they want to for it, but anything that they had prior, you know, we're just trying to do everything with Kentucky in the film.
So anyone that's out there that thinks they might have some bluegrass-type music they'd like to possibly let us use for the film, you can go to Facebook and search for The Middle Ground, and it should pop right up, and you can message us, and we'd be more than glad to use it. I actually just had a gentleman yesterday from Owensboro, a songwriter, email me several songs that are actually really cool because they're just about Kentucky. And so stuff like that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and even like if we can make the time, we got the equipment to sit down with people and just record them.
So this is just a wonderful, inclusive project, and the runtime of the feature film that you're producing is going to be about how long?
Right at 60 minutes. Just right at an hour.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. And you have, Dallas, you've got a long resume already cinematography and doing commercial shooting.
Video work, yes, of television commercials. I'm filming a television show right now for KET. Well, not for, but that will air on KET and WNIN.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad that you all got in touch. I know it was you got in touch, Nathan, you got in touch with Mike.
Yes.
And how nice it is that he's hosting Sounds Good today. Once again, we're talking with filmmakers who are producing a Civil War era film about brothers and their helper.
More like savior.
Savior.
She does save our lives.
There you go. So we've been speaking with Dallas Lee Blanton, Nathan Austin, and Angela Yance. Thanks so much for coming down today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
We'll be looking forward to The Middle Ground in 2015. Thank you.